You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Let's check now the weather forecast with Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute. Good afternoon to you, Jim.
Good afternoon, Todd.
It's a beautiful day. Let's talk first not about what the weather's going to be like over the weekend, but how much rainfall and how widespread and maybe what the wind conditions were like with the storm last night.
Yes, we had some thunderstorms in the area. In fact, I saw some flashes of lightning last night, and here in Champaign, we got about 0.3 inches out of what fell yesterday morning and then later last night between those two events there. And actually, some of the heavier rainfalls were to the west of us over by Springfield and maybe Bloomington, Peoria. That area had a little more rainfall than we did here. Things were starting to fall apart last night as that system moved across the state. But, yeah, so there was and there were some thunderstorms active in that. In fact, if you go to our neighbors to the north there, I think they actually had some tornadoes spotted in up in Wisconsin. So very interesting evening there.
It was an interesting evening, and we're in for an interesting weekend, I take it, as well.
That's right. Tonight, there's about a 20% chance of isolated thunderstorms. So we get in tomorrow, and it goes up to 60% during the day and 70% at night. So probably if you got any outdoor activities tomorrow, you may want to plan around all that rainfall. You know, the amounts here are not, don't look that impressive, but we do have at least the potential of getting about a half an inch to maybe 0.75 inches out of all this rain, and probably some areas will get some even heavier amounts than that if they just happen to be underneath one of the thunderstorms that they're predicting. So yeah, this will be one of our wettest weekends that we've had in a long time.
And it's not going to be particularly cool. Actually, our temperatures look like they'll be pretty nice for a good part of the week this week. Do we get into the 60s, I guess, as we start through the week? That would be more closer to the norm?
That's right. Yes, we're going to, by Monday, it'll be in the upper 60s and the rest of the week in the low 70s. And that's about average for this time of year. You know, right now, for example, for today, the average high is 70 and the average low is 46. By the way, today we got up to 87. So that shows you how warm we are right now and how far above average we are. But, yeah, if we get back to something close to the 70s, that'll be more typical for this time of year.
And finally, climatologically, how do we settle out for the summer months in the state of Illinois?
Well, you know, July was actually fairly mild, both in terms of temperature and precipitation, but we were definitely on the dry side for August and September. So if you look at those 3 months together, they're the sixth driest on record, which was preceded by the wettest January through June period. So we kind of flip-flopped back and forth between one extreme to the other, being very wet to very dry.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Jim Angel is at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute. He serves as the state climatologist. Joins us on this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report. Helps us wrap it up. Don't forget, you can visit our website at willag.org this evening after about 5 tonight. And we'll post Commodity Week with John Bondurant there. It airs on many of these radio stations, including our home radio station on Saturday, WILL, at 6 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. I'm Todd Gleason. Have a great weekend.